Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the new trends in geolocation. So just to start out, as analytics becomes the currency of business today, companies are turning to new ways to gather information about their customers. And over the past year and a half, new technologies like geolocation, personalization, and even beacons have emerged. And for listeners who aren't aware of the beacon trend, they are hardware devices that can sense where consumers are in a physical store through smartphones and the location technology in those smartphones. And other geolocation technologies can send personalized offers or messages to consumers via email or text on their mobile devices. And these new methods are giving companies vast insight into customer demographics and behavior. But they can also present some clear dangers in terms of customer data privacy. So today, to discuss these issues, I have with me Brent Leary, a principal at CRM Essentials and a CRM expert. And we're going to talk a little bit about the implications of these different kinds of geolocation technology. So welcome, Brent. It's great to have you with us.
As always, thanks for having me, Lauren.
It's great having you here. So, Brent, I know this is a favorite topic of yours, and I'm excited to talk about it with you. So my first question is, what are the biggest developments you've seen in geolocation over the past, say, 12 months, and also personalization tactics?
Well, I think this has been one of the most dynamic aspects of customer engagement the past 12 months looking at this particular area. And just recently, Adobe, they put out their latest issue of their digital index, and it was really around the whole holiday season and how consumers were actually shopping. And a couple of stats I just wanted to throw out there around this area. They said that 34% of U.S. consumers received marketing promotion based on their location. And then 55% of U.S. consumers are open to receiving marketing messages on their mobile device while in a physical store. So that's some pretty telling stats. And I would say a couple other things. Apple's latest version of the iPhone, Apple 6 and the 6 Plus, they finally put an NFC chip in there. And that includes the ability to for folks to do things like use Apple Pay, use their mobile devices to pay for things. And then recently, Adobe just came out as of last week at the big, I think they call it the big show for the National Retail Federation. They came out with something, part of their marketing cloud, that allows you to deliver and send what they call contextual email messages. So that's kind of interesting. So let's say you are sending out an email blast to your, let's say your customer segment A on a Monday, and one of those customers is lives in Atlanta like I do, and so they get that email on Monday, but they don't read the email until Wednesday. So on Monday when it was delivered, you had some of that personal information about them, their name and number, all that kind of stuff. You may have put in something around a discount coupon for them to get 20% off on their next visit to the local chain store that that's closest to them. But if they don't read that on a Monday, let's say they don't read that email until Wednesday, and they just so happen to be on a business trip in San Francisco on Wednesday, and they open that email up. Now, traditionally, the email's not going to change because, it's going to have the same information there. But with this contextual email functionality that Adobe just recently announced, if that person opens the email up on Wednesday, they have capability to update the email based on the geolocation, based on the personal information. So instead of getting information about a 20% discount for a store next to them, and maybe even throw in a little bit of the weather report on, you know, that they put into the email. On Wednesday when they open up in San Francisco, this email knows where they are, and it actually updates the details of the email to say, wow, you're not in Atlanta, you're actually in San Francisco. We're going to give you a 20% discount for the local store in San Francisco. And it's all based on geolocation and personalized information. I think, you know, that development just came out just this past week. I think 2015, we're going to be moving more and more in that direction with the tools and the techniques that companies are going to start using.
And so that's a perfect example. So I'm so glad I asked you to give us some examples of new geolocation tactics. And it's kind of a show us you know us kind of a situation with customers, right? Which you've talked about before as being, you know, they're increasingly discriminating and demanding, and they want companies not just to give them offers and discounts, but to really personalize service and tailor it to them.
Oh, absolutely. I think they expect it, and they expect it more and more as time goes on. And there is, you know, there is still this thing around, you know, the personalization versus privacy, kind of what's the optimal mix. Recently, the folks at SAS did a study around this where they surveyed about 3,000 people. And one of the things that they found was that if you really want to get people to give you their information, their, you know, their customer, their more personal customer information, you've got to show them that, hey, you have the structures, the technology, the policies in line to safeguard their information. So before you talk to them about the offer, before you talk to them about the, you know, the individual benefits for them to give you their information and what you'll give them for it in return, you have to prove to them that, A, you are capable of safeguarding their information, and B, you have the right policies in place to not abuse their information before they will even go to the what's in it for me kind of thing. So I think that is a really interesting distinction, that you have to be able to prove your abilities to safeguard and secure, and you have to prove that you have the right policies in place. And then you can get to the point where the offers play, and then they'll be, you know, more than likely to, you know, give you the information and get the kind of services, the kind of value that they're looking for in the end.
Right. So, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about more about that in a minute. But in my next question is about mobile apps. We talked a little bit about customization in the context of email, but where do you see mobile apps going in terms of this geolocation trend?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot more of the scenario about you have your device, you're walking around, you may enter a store, and it's almost like I was just watching Minority Report, and that was a movie from back in 2002 with Cruise.
Yes.
And he was the guy, he was in that pre-crime thing, and so there was a part of the movie where as he was walking into a store, there were scanners that would scan everybody's eyes, and when they scanned the eyes, they would pop up offers and say, hey, it's good to see you, Tom. You know, if you go to this department, you get 15% off. Why don't you go there now?
Yes.
You know, now that was like science fiction back in 2002, but with iBeacons and geolocation and mobile devices, it's really starting to come to fruition, except for they're not scanning our eyeballs, thank goodness. They're just picking up that we have a mobile device, and the mobile device is letting them know that, you know, Tom Cruise is in the building. What offers can we give him that are personalized to what he wants, to his preferences, that is going to give us the best ability to, you know, sell him the right thing? And I think you're just at the tip of the iceberg, and I think because, you know, Apple is going further in with this technology, you know, the other companies have had, you know, like NFC chips that provide that kind of information. But now that Apple has done it, I think you're going to see a whole new level of development around that.
So you've also alluded to my next question. You talked a little bit about the importance of companies being able to demonstrate that they can secure data and that they can use it responsibly. And then you also talked about Minority Report, which is a perfect example of sort of the Big Brother side of the spectrum in terms of what we can possibly know using customer data. So what do you see as kind of the next wave in terms of data privacy and any other concerns that we should consider in this whole geolocation trend?
Yeah, I kind of coming off the heels of the State of the Union where the portion of it was talking about, cybersecurity and being able to protect the data from hackers that are trying to really put us in a bad position. I think every company has to start, really thinking seriously about the policies that they have to have in place to safeguard customer information, to make sure that before we really roll out any apps that are going to take advantage of the potential information that could come our way, you have to have a game plan, a strategy for securing that information, for making sure it's safe, for giving the kind of security or feeling of security that companies or customers are looking for. And I know over our couple of conversations, Amazon keeps coming up, but they are one of those companies that people have been buying things from years, online, and now they're buying them on the mobile devices. And you haven't heard of too many major security issues with data, really. I can't recall anyone in particular. So I think you have to look at companies like, the Amazons who somehow have figured out a way to keep customer data secure, but use the customer data in ways that allows the customer to find the right item at the right time and make it very easy for them to buy it, regardless of whether on the web or on the mobile device, and then get their product or service as quickly as possible. It's like the meat and potatoes of business, commerce, whether it's e-commerce or the regular kind of commerce, is making sure you have the right policies, the right infrastructure, and putting together the right offers and making it accessible as possible. And I think that's the way that you grow a relationship with today's modern customer that will last longer than one transaction.
Right. And also, I know this has come up in other conversations, giving customers, perpetuating that relationship, not only by reaching out to them, but also by giving them ways to opt out and saying, we understand, that you may not want all these different messages, right? So you kind of have to tune your messaging to also give them some relief sometimes, right?
You have to. I mean, you can't force them to listen to you. You've got to give them, it's always got to be their option. And you also have to be, trying to be proactive about it too. And you're seeing the rise of a segment or kind of a space in an industry called customer success. You have vendors like a Tatango, like a Gainsight, like a company called Preact that I just recently spoke to, where they're really focused on SaaS solutions and mobile solutions. So if you have customers that are, your customers by using some sort of online application or a mobile application, you can use these kind of services to look and see how are these folks using your system? How are they using your application? What are they trying to accomplish? What steps are they taking? And then what you're able to do if you're able to aggregate that information is try to look at, this segment of customers is trying to do this, and they're taking 10 steps where they really should be doing it in 3. And that may make it easier for them to get done what they're doing in a much more efficient manner, which makes them a little happier customer, which maybe keeps them longer. So you need to be able to, look at how customers are trying to do things and what they're trying to do and proactively engage them and say, hey, it looks like you're trying to, get to this particular function. Did you know you could do that in 2 steps instead of the 5 steps? Here's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of proactive approach to customers that are more and more digitally inclined and active, that may be one of the better ways to be able to extend the relationship we have with them and also guide them along a certain journey. If you know they're trying to do this and you know their demographic information, maybe you can get them to go for a more upsell opportunity because you can see what they're trying to do and who they are. So all this is new opportunities for companies to improve the interactions, the individual interactions that they have with a customer, but on the macro level, extend the journey and extend the opportunity to deepen, the value that you get and engage them with.
Right. So and constantly thinking about that way to turn a one-off transaction into a real relationship.
A real relationship, a real loyal relationship, and a brand advocate. So, like you said, not just a one-off transaction, but let's say multiple transactions, and also somebody who's willing to say, you know what, I love this company, I love what they're doing, you guys ought to check it out too. And you can't get to that unless you really understand what the customer is trying to do and are able to help them get there.
Well, so and you've kind of shed light in a whole new way on this topic in a way that I didn't even foresee that we would get to. So this has been a great conversation. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, as always, for having me.
And I think it's going to lead to hopefully some more conversations in the future, maybe about other topics like online communities and brand loyalty and all that kind of stuff. So once again, thanks to Brent Leary for joining us today. Thank you. And for more on geolocation and customer experience, you can always check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.